in the process of recording the sermons on the book of Acts. For some reason, this particular message did not record. And it starts in the book of Acts at the last of chapter 4 and into chapter 5. And in chapter 4, we saw some great things that had happened, that they experienced. There was great power. There was great prayer. There was great unity. And what I'm going to talk about today is probably a great that a lot of us may not want to experience, and it was great fear. So we see in that unity and that willingness to give to one another in the end of Acts chapter 4 that there were people giving their possessions and lands and giving the proceeds of that and laying them at the apostles' feet, and that money was used to distribute amongst those who had need. And so in Acts 4:34, it says this, "Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Joseph was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet." And so we can see what was happening. It didn't mean that everybody gave away everything they had, but it meant that people were willing to give to meet others' needs. And so in Acts 5:1, here we have the story of a couple. Their names were Ananias and Sapphira. And here we'll read the story and look at a few conclusions from it. "But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. And he kept back part of the proceeds, and his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, 'Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.' Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things." I should say there probably would be great fear. Now, there's a few things to notice about this passage of Scripture. That Ananias, it was his own possession. He could have done what he wanted with it. And that's what Peter said. "While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." And so the problem wasn't that Ananias wanted to keep some of the money. He could have kept all the money. That was his. It was his own possession to do as he pleased. But what he actually did was pretended that all of the money that he got for the land, that he gave it away to the work of God. So what would we say about Ananias? We would say that he was out to please men, that he was looking for the praise of others so that they might say, "Oh, look at what he gave." Friends, the Bible says you're not supposed to let the right hand know what the left or left hand know what the right hand is giving. We are not to advertise our giving. If we do this, we are only doing it to satisfy and please ourselves. We are not doing it to please God. We are doing it so others may sit up and take notice of us. Well, let's see. How serious was this? It was serious enough that the results of it for Ananias was that he was put to death. Now, some might try to explain away this, but it was God that did this. It was a judgment from God that came upon this man who presumed that he could lie to God and get away with it. Do you think that God does not see? Do you think the Spirit of God does not see every part of our lives? There ought to be a healthy fear of God, because the Bible tells us what was whispered in an ear will be shouted on the rooftops. There are no secrets, friends, there are no secrets. Everything will be exposed. But I praise God that there is that wonderful blood of Christ that can wash away our sins, or we would all be in a hopeless state. But Ananias, he chose to lie against God. But the story doesn't stop there. Here's this man who fell down and breathed his last. And the young men rose and wrapped him up and carried him out where he was buried. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered, said to her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." She said, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. We have to understand that there was instant burial was the common practice. Wow. Double wow. Ananias lied, and so did his wife. And the result of it that we see here is that a judgment came upon them, a severe judgment. Now, there's been discussions over the centuries, were Ananias and Sapphira true believers? It is possible that they were, because we find out in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that some people died because of their bad behavior. It doesn't mean they weren't saved, but they physically did lose their lives. Wow, that's something, isn't it? That they were so chastised by God. Do you know that the book of Hebrews teaches us in chapter 12 that the Lord chastises every son whom he receives? And if you don't get any correction or chastisement in your life, then you're illegitimate, because God does it to every son whom he receives. So let me encourage you, don't fool around with God. There are consequences. There can be consequences in the here and now. Do not fool around with God, but have a great respect for him. It tells us the result of this. It says, "So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all of one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. But the believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women." Oh, friends, God's mighty power was at work. It was at power. His power was at work in the healing. His power was at work in raising up people who were non-believers to become believers. His power is at work to do incredible miracles, extraordinary miracles, but his power is also at work in judgment, as we see with Ananias and Sapphira. Walk wisely and carefully before God. You will never pull the wool over the Lord's eyes. He sees everything, but he still loves us. In spite of ourselves, he loves us, and he can discipline us when we need it. But that is a discipline of love. It is a discipline so that we might be changed and conformed to his image. We don't know, and it's not our call why someone dies, how they die, or whatever takes place. In this circumstance, it was evident it was a judgment from God. But that doesn't give us the prerogative to judge every person's circumstance, sudden death or sickness or illness. We leave those judgments with God. But one thing for certain, what we all ought to do is to honor the Lord and respect him and understand that there are consequences to sin, serious ones, as this couple discovered. Great fear is not necessarily an unhealthy thing. As a matter of fact, it tells us that their people believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. That did not deter the true seekers from being saved. God's work will go forward, friends. And at times, people may misunderstand it. At times, people may fear the Lord. But if we trust Him and walk faithfully, we will see others who will say yes to Jesus Christ. Amen.